Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
I still can bring this back. This song is called Peg. One of the best. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Gaffney is our guest, our good friend. Been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on 16 years. He's the author of a bunch of books, including Be a Change Champion, Just Be Honest, Honesty Sells, 21 Rules for Delivering Difficult Messages. You're starting to see the picture there. Stephen, I need your website. Tell folks how they can find your books.
Yes, justbehonest.com. It's justbehonest.com.
All right, so check it out. They can find your books. I know wherever books are sold, on Amazon, that sort of thing.
Yes.
He's got a new book out, too, folks, coming out in a few months, called, it's about sustainable and predictable growth, business growth.
Yes.
And, Stephen, we're looking forward to launching that on the show.
You know, it turns out.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're looking forward to launching the book on the show, but thank you for giving us a peek at it right now, helping us in sort of serializing the book a little bit in the anticipation of the book coming out, because this concept of predictable and sustainable in a world moving as fast as we are, being able to do either one of those things, predictable or sustainable, is a real management feat. It's a leadership feat. And you got to move fast if you're going to do this. So, in the last segment, you explained what you mean by predictable. You explained what you mean by sustainable. Now, what do we do next with this?
Well, there's eight essential ingredients. The next one is creating foreshadowing honesty. And foreshadowing honesty is there are four levels of getting the unsaid said. So a lot of folks have heard me talk about the biggest problem is not what people say. It's actually what they don't say to each other. It's what they leave out. Well, a lot of executives get frustrated because they get surprised and blindsided by things that somebody should have told them about. So one element is obviously to get the unsaid said. But it turns out there's four levels of getting the unsaid said. The highest level, the gold standard, is where people feel so comfortable. They're not only sharing their thoughts and ideas, but they're actually sharing their thoughts and ideas that are relevant down the road. In other words, they're foreshadowing what might be happening or what could happen down the road, and they feel so comfortable they'll share that. So many people are in the reactive honesty level, which is a dangerous level, and that's where it appears like people are honest, but the only reason why they're honest is because we ask them a question. Mm-hmm. If we don't ask them the right question, they don't tell us the answer. So foreshadowing is people feel so comfortable they're proactive and they share what they think might be happening down the road, and that gives us predictable and sustainable business.
Is this foresight? Is this similar to foresight, where you're, where you connect the dots and you see the implications coming together in one place in the future? Is it similar to that?
Yes. Yeah. It's the same idea. It's just what I've realized is that. For a lot of organizations, they think they have a lot of honesty, but it's only dependent on people asking the right questions. And so often people get surprised and blindsided. And that's where you feel like, wow, if I had only known X, we could have done something about it. Like maybe let's say an employee or maybe a customer has a great idea for us. Do we make the environment feel so safe that they can give us not only feedback about our service or product, but they actually give us ideas? So I'll give you a great example of this. One of the biggest concepts and the biggest growth opportunities for my business is called a reboot, and that's what we do for leadership teams and organizations. Mm-hmm. We help them kind of jettison the past so they can be successful in the future. It's called a reboot. Well, originally came from a client of mine who said, you know, I've got all these groups that I'm in charge of and going to launch, and some of them have been old groups, and some of them have been reconstituted groups. So can you do some kind of reboot and use your honesty strategies to get people up front about the past so they can go move forward in the future? So that concept of reboot got matured, and now that's it's the biggest growth opportunity and what we're up to in business, and we reboot so
there's
many organizations.
A good demand for that. So when you say foreshadowing honesty, is this sort of like nurturing a culture of where people are comfortable saying what they what they what they think is important without feeling that there, you know, there's going to be some kind of pain involved in telling the truth. Is it like that?
Well, absolutely. In fact, there's a lot of things that need to happen, but one of the ways to create that environment is to create that emotional safety where people are not afraid to speak up. But the other thing that rarely people talk about is you got to reward honesty. Mm-hmm. So, for example, a lot of people can create an environment where people do share stuff. But the question is, do we use what they share? I mean, how often have you thought, well, I could share it. The person is not going to get defensive, but they're not going to listen to me, and they don't move out on it anyway. So we just say, bah, forget it. It's not worth my time to bring it up because nothing's going to happen. So that's why we need to reward honesty, and I don't mean monetarily. What I mean is we need to use the information that people give us.
One of the is it safe to say, Stephen, that where there's more leadership and less management, there's more honesty? Where leadership is the rule of the game instead of management? You know, I love what someone once said. We met this. You know, we should manage things and lead people. Will you see more leadership? Is there more honesty more likely to be there?
Yes, and I think that the key of a great leader is to create that emotional safety. You know, most of the leadership books out there are obviously, you know, vision and all kinds of important things that are really, really important as leaders. But I think they miss out a really important element, which is about the ability to create emotional safety. And so many leaders, they can lead a group, but if they don't start listening and don't create that emotional safety where they're going to hear feedback, that's where they can launch a company or send a company down the wrong path, and suddenly it's a disastrous situation because nobody spoke up and nobody felt comfortable to actually share what their thoughts were.
I need your website very quickly, please.
Oh, justbehonest.com. That's justbehonest.com.
Good job today. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Stephen Gaffney, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.